Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I get it. I've always gotten it. I've been a patient for most of my life, having little issues, breast cancer scare, ovarian cancer scare, colon cancer scare, melanoma scare. So I get it. But a lot of patients look at us doctors as we've got to be out of our flipping minds. And so when we doctors say, look, you guys got to get your mammogram, you have to do this, you have to get your scopes, you have to do this, and you're looking at us like, okay, yeah. You don't realize how tumultuous, how difficult, how challenging something like that is. And we're like, you just take off your clothes and get it done. What's the big deal? You go for your mammogram, you put your boobie in the machine, and you know, it goes up and down, and it smashes it, and it does whatever, and the return that you get, the return on investment is huge in terms of knowing if you have cancer or not. But unless you've been a patient, you, as a medical professional, don't appreciate how much it sucks to be a patient. Now, I have, going through, even though my doctors have been fantastic, the staff has been fantastic all these years, the waiting, the worry, you can't get an answer right away. It's frustrating. So yesterday I go for my mammogram, and I know everybody's like, everybody's kind of worried that I am going to, one day kind of share a cancer diagnosis because of everything, every time I have an issue, I tell you guys about it. It's like, okay, does she have colon cancer now? No. I have a colonoscopy. All good. Does she have endometrial cancer? No, I had the biopsy. It was good. But having enough biopsies, you guys are like, okay, I don't want to hear anymore. But you're going to hear this. You're going to hear this because I think a lot of you guys have experienced the same thing. So maybe not guys per se, but some of you. Go for my mammogram. Fantastic crew. Fantastic team. I have the COVID vaccine. And the COVID vaccine made my boobs really hurt. So this was one of the more painful mammograms I've had. Not because of the radiology place, but it's just because I think these vaccines, I thought I was pregnant after I got the COVID vaccine a couple years ago last year. This was before the hysterectomy because I'm like, dang, my boobs hurt. So anyway, went through the mammogram, went through the ultrasound, and while we're going through the ultrasound, the tech stops. Stops on an area, takes some views, stops on the area a little longer. Now, this has happened before, and it's been nothing, but I kind of get the feeling that this might be a little something this time around. So she takes some time, and in the olden days, you could be like, okay, what do you see? What's going on there? Share it with me. Can't do that anymore. That all changed. I mean, they would talk to you saying, look, I see something, it's hypoechoic, or it, appears to have some density, we'll get this checked out, don't panic, talk to your doctor. Now they don't say anything. What are you doing this weekend? So you get nervous. Then she goes to the other side. Everything's going fine, and all of a sudden, ding, stops on a spot. Goes 15 minutes on one spot, and I'm like, oh God. So of course I start to pray. I'm like, well, if she can't talk to me, then I'll just pray. I mean, I need to talk to somebody, So God's like, what do you want? I go, please tell me I don't have breast cancer. And he's like, we've been through this every year. I go, yeah, but look at her. She's taking a long time. Can you kind of clue me in? He's like, no, I got other things to do. We got a lot going on. I hear Nancy Pelosi's husband just got beat up. I got to run over there, find out what the hell's going on there. I go, okay, well, just in case, can you please make sure this isn't anything worrisome? So I go through it, and I'm like, when can I get the results? Okay, well, next week. Okay, so you sit here, and the team was fantastic, but this is just how it goes because of liability, because of HIPAA, because of all these rules now. If a tech or a professional doesn't have something confirmatory, there's no benefit for them saying anything. And if they try to convince you and reassure you and they're wrong, somebody could say, well, you said it was only this. So it's better for them to not say anything. But as a patient, that sucks. That really sucks. So you wait. So, you know, I'm going to be in Disneyland this weekend, so my mind will be off of it. But I know my friends and family are like, okay, how was your mammogram? You know, I'm glad you got it done. I'm going next. You know, and I'm like, well, you know, like I am every year, I'm nervous. It's really hard to have double D's and not worry about breast cancer. You know, I wish I was smaller breasted because there'd be less tissue. You know, I feel like the odds are against you the bigger breasted you are. They say it's because, you know, you have higher weight. Risk factors for breast cancer was in the family, yes. Are you Jewish? Yes. Ashkenazi Jews? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get breast cancer. Did you breastfeed? I did. If you didn't breastfeed, you're at higher risk, but I did breastfeed, but I didn't breastfeed a lot because the milk was a struggle. And I worked. And when you work full time, it's really hard to be on a schedule. So, you get nervous but as patients, from the patient standpoint, you know, we try to tell the doctor that, look, we're nervous. We're home. We're worried. The family's worried. You know, how soon can we get a result? What does it mean? And doctors can only do so much. When I got that from patients, I'm like, look, I will call you tonight. I will call, and I would call people at home. I'll call you the second I know. I'll walk you through it. If it is anything, we're going to bat it out of the ballpark. We're going to, you know, we're going to be in this together. But, you know, if you don't have a provider that talks to you and you just get a call from somebody random you don't know saying, yeah, you need to have a biopsy, or, you know, it's frustrating, it's frightening, and it's scary. So I tell my students, anytime, you know, you are a patient, okay, you know, note what you're going through. It might be a little different for you if you know the doctor and you're rotating there saying, hey, can you look at this or whatever. But, you know, when you go as a anonymous, you know, I'm not in the medical field, undercover, you realize that you're waiting in a waiting room, you're undressing, you're naked, you're cold, you're hoping nothing's wrong, and when it is, you don't know what your prognosis is going to be and what the process is going to be, and it is frightening as hell, you know. And so, you know, I hear you. As for those of you that go, well, I don't like to get these tests done, that doesn't mean you don't get these tests done. Don't be a weenie, okay? You still need to buck up. But we get, as some of us get, that it sucks. It sucks to go through that. But we as doctors, at some point, become patients ourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is frightening. An assailant violently assaulted Nancy Pelosi's husband and was screaming, "Where's Nancy?" as they entered the house. We're being told that Paul Pelosi is currently hospitalized, or I don't know if he's been, I don't think we haven't updated, but he had to be hospitalized. I'm not sure if he's still there. I haven't gotten the list of injuries yet, but he was assaulted by an intruder who broke into the San Francisco home. The suspect said they were looking for Speaker Pelosi and shouted, "Where's Nancy?" He used a hammer to assault him, according to CNN. And the suspect is in custody. The motive is being investigated. Pelosi is 82 years old. Paul Pelosi is. And they've been married for 59 years. And he is expected to make a full recovery. I believe he is still in the hospital. And he suffered blunt force trauma injuries to his head and body in the attack. And mind you, he's 82. If he's on any blood thinners, if he's on, it would be very dangerous. It's not like, you know, getting into a fight in the back of, you know, the school or in the back of the gym. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on this. This is obviously something that is plaguing, you know, multiple metropolitan areas where home entries, invasions, assaults, you know, him looking for Nancy Pelosi makes you wonder if it's politically driven. But I don't want the media making this a complete carnival and a circus in terms of, well, you see, this is why we need, you know, one political side or another. But we'll keep you guys posted. But he's currently in the hospital and we'll give you updates as we get them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, it's times like this when we cannot thank enough our first responders. And we have National First Responders Day. And that barely touches what we need to do, but it's amazing that we have sources for them, and there are things that companies like Verizon can do to help them with their job. So joining us next is Maggie Halbach, who is going to talk to us about how we honor our heroes on National First Responders Day. Maggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I am honored to be speaking with you on National First Responders Day. And Verizon Frontline has a three-decade-long partnership with our public safety community. And we're proud of the work we do every day to support those willing to sacrifice so much to serve our communities and to keep us all safe.
Now, what is fascinating that a lot of people don't realize is the networks and our 5G that we might use to text our boyfriends, our spouses, is critical for first responders to do what they need to do. Talk to us about how the technology is helping them with their work.
Yes, actually, I recently saw some of this work firsthand. I spent almost a week down in southwestern Florida in the Fort Myers area. And I was just overwhelmed with the courage, the dedication, the selflessness of those in public safety that were responding after Hurricane Ian. And I saw how important it is for first responders to be able to communicate quickly and reliably. And our top priority at Verizon Frontline is to ensure first responders in these types of situations, in these hardest hit areas, have access to communication capabilities that they need during response and recovery. And that can include everything from voice to data to video. And our Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team moved into that area to help first responders in some instances have to reestablish communications after the storm, but also to augment capacity where there were active search and rescue missions being conducted. So I just want to take a moment on behalf of the entire frontline team to thank every first responder out there. I understand the work they do every day, and I am just always so grateful.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So do first responders have a different network from, you know, the rest of the population such that if it does get overwhelmed, they can how does that work?
So Verizon Frontline is a capability that is built specifically for first responders. So we have had a 30-year history. We partner with more than 30,000 public safety agencies that trust Verizon Frontline for reliable connectivity, and that is more than any other provider by quite a wide margin. And we recognize the critical nature of the work that they do to keep us all safe. And so we have a set of dedicated resources with a set of dedicated capabilities that ensure that they have the communications that they need in order to complete their missions successfully.
Yeah, when the great Galveston hurricane hit, I believe, in 1900. 10,000 people died. And we look at what we've been able to do with Hurricane Ian, which is still destructive and tragic, but it's what they do, what they can do with communication, it limits a lot of the tragedies, a lot of the fatalities, the morbidities that we get, and it's mind-boggling how far we've gone. And even though we have these horrible, tragic, natural disasters that hit us, we were staving off a lot of the trauma and a lot of the numbers that it could be far worse. And so I agree with you. It's amazing. And, thank you. Thank Verizon. What else would you like to share with my listeners?
So we just recently conducted a survey of first responders. So as I mentioned, we work shoulder to shoulder with our first responders every day, but we periodically conduct broad-based surveys to just make sure that we are keeping a very close bead on their unique needs. Verizon Frontline recognizes that first responders have very unique needs, and their needs evolve over time. And so we conducted a survey with nearly 2,000 first responders across fire, law enforcement, EMS. And one of the key takeaways, not surprising, was 80% of them cited network speed, reliability, and resiliency as their top priority. And they also recognized that one of their key challenges was really around maintaining high-quality communications when they are in the field, when they are conducting a mission. And so one of the things that Verizon Frontline continues to understand is the importance of making sure that Verizon, who is America's most reliable 5G network, has the assets to maintain a high-quality communications and also to move into areas that may have been impacted by a disaster. And so we have over 500 mobile assets that we can move in to a location or a region that is supported by an entire dedicated team called our Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team. And we were able to leverage those capabilities as we responded to Hurricane Ian in southwestern Florida. Mm-hmm. And just a quick example, we lost a cell tower on the south side of the Sanibel Island, and we were able to deploy a tethered drone to be able to reestablish a temporary cell tower. Mm-hmm. And what would have typically taken weeks, mm-hmm, to restore that cell tower and that coverage, we were able to actually redeploy in a matter of hours. And so that's the pace of change. Yep. And it's change for good. It is change for speed and for responsiveness to ensure that our first responders have what they need.
So true. How can my listeners find out more information?
So I would love for your listeners to see the full survey report at Verizon.com/frontline. They can also learn more about how Verizon's 5G capabilities are supporting the unique needs of public safety, and they can learn more about the Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Maggie. Good luck with all you. Thank you for all you do, and we appreciate our first responders, and we appreciate Verizon for making this happen. All right, guys,
thank
don't
you
go
very
away.
Much.
We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk took control of Twitter Thursday night and immediately fired the social platform's CEO, CFO, and their lawyers. Musk will assume the position of CEO, though he may hand the position to someone else in the future. Musk plans to hold a company-wide town hall meeting on Friday. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham rallied for Georgia's Senate nominee Herschel Walker ahead of the midterms on Thursday.
They're afraid of Herschel Walker. Because if Herschel Walker wins, that means we're not racist. And if you're a Republican, aren't you being tired of being called a racist all the time by everybody?
Russian President Vladimir Putin continues his rhetoric toward the American people. Putin says he could target U.S. commercial satellites with missiles if they are used to help Ukraine. The statement was issued at a policy conference in Moscow on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I want any couple who's going through a divorce to have privacy, but the headlines keep coming up when it comes to Tom Brady and is it Gisele or Giselle? Gisele Bündchen. His wife of 13 years. When headlines come up and they've made statements and, you know, we in the media want to honor their privacy, but we also want to share the news and kind of, address some rumors that I just don't think are really substantiated and just doesn't make sense. And so when something doesn't make sense and the media is spinning it one way, and they're like, look, just give us some privacy. You know, we're just kind of amicably going through a divorce. I will spend a moment dispelling something that I think is a rumor and I think isn't true. So Tom Brady and Giselle. So Tom Brady on his Instagram, it's not his Instagram post, but it's his story. In his story, he wrote for the following. All right. And it looks like it is official. So he wrote in recent days, and this is after the Ravens loss, 27-20 yesterday. He said, in recent days, my wife and I finalized our divorce from one another after 13 years of marriage. So that blows my mind. Their divorce is done. Most divorces get drawn out for years. So thank God. Kudos to them because they got kids involved. Not easy having a long, drawn-out divorce. So their divorce is finalized. We arrived at this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time we spent together. We are blessed with beautiful and wonderful children and will continue to be the center of our world in every way. We will continue to work together as parents to always ensure they receive the love and attention they deserve. I don't know if somebody helped him write this, but it's beautifully written. He said, we arrived at this decision to end our marriage after much consideration. So it wasn't a, you suck, get the hell out of here, I'm done with your, you know, it wasn't anything like that. It sounds like, you know, they were very methodical. It was in a huddle, maybe, who knows. So they said, this is what we're going to do, break. They said, doing so is, of course, painful and difficult, like it is for many people who go through the same thing every day around the world. However, we wish only the best for each other as we pursue whatever new chapters in our lives that are yet to be written, and we kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate what is to come in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you. So there was nothing about I return to football, she wants to go back to being a supermodel. And there wasn't anything like that, but that is what the speculation has been. And, you know, people say, well, yeah, okay, you see, it was all about his career. It wasn't about her career. And it was all about football. And he went back to football just to lose to the Ravens last night and just to lose to the Steelers and have, you know, multiple losses in a row. And he's that, you know, I don't know. I personally think that a lot of couples struggle. I think a lot of couples make it as long as they can, try to make it as long as they can for the kids. But then things happen and they want different things. When you give me an argument that Giselle was tired of taking care of the kids and wanted Tom Brady to come home and help with the dishes, I don't buy that because they're rich. I am sure they have somebody like a housekeeper who is helping with the dishes. I don't think she has to do all the babysitting. I think they're, you know, in terms of, well, you know, she never liked, you know, him being in football. No, I disagree with that because you saw her at the games. You saw her excited. You saw her happy. You saw the kids happy. Pretty exciting life. Well, it's because he chose football over her. Football was him before her. He's been with the NFL since my son was born. 20 years. No, actually, my son's even older. No, yeah, my son is 22 going on 23. He joined the Patriots in 2000. So we have a lifelong football idol, God, shall you say, the GOAT, and not a shock that he wants to keep his career. They've made jokes on commercials, you know, going back, not going back, etc. I don't think a marriage falls apart because of that. And so the rumors are, okay, well, she wants to now be able to go back to her career. Most celebrity couples have careers. I mean, unless there's a child with special needs and you need to be with them, you know, 24/7 and all that. Many of these celebrity couples, unless they choose, you know, I'm going to concentrate on the family, or we have some needs that need that concentration. They still have active, you know, Meg Ryan and Randy Quaid, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I mean, you know, these couples, Demi Lovato and Bruce Willis, even though, you know, that ended in divorce, they still have active careers. And if Giselle wants to go back in her 40s to doing, you know, what she did, she has every right to. And Tom Brady's football shouldn't stop that. So I just don't buy that him choosing football over her was the reason for all of this. And that needs to be, if there are any wrong rumors, those need to be squashed. Everybody's kind of jumping on it going, oh, yeah, I'm a friend, and that's exactly what it was. She gave him an ultimatum. She did. Be careful believing all this crap. Because the last thing we want is people will look at what happens to other couples and project it onto their marriage. And they'll say, you know what? You went back to work after COVID. You were going to stay home with me. You were getting money. You didn't have to go back to the office. And you went back to the office? You pulled a Tom Brady. No, I sincerely doubt your husband did not pull a Tom Brady. Although I got to tell you, with the way he played, pulling a Tom Brady now might have a negative connotation. Used to not. Pulling a Tom Brady meant, you know, you could get some Hail Marys and you could get some Aaron Rodgers action and getting the game won, being behind 20 points. Now, you know, he's struggling. So, you know, careers and putting careers before marriage, those are valid issues in a divorce. Somebody working all the time and not being home, that's huge. It is huge, and it could have played a part. I know multiple couples where the wife's never around, the husband's never around. And I was really worried about that with my marriage. You know, having an office and taking care of patients and calling them at night and you know, going through the labs and being there on the weekends. I wondered if that would hurt the marriage. It probably helped the marriage because then my husband didn't get sick of me. But it does put a strain when you're not there. And it puts a strain on the kids as well. So it's valid. But it's just one of those things where when you marry the GOAT and you marry somebody who has multiple Super Bowl wins and loves football, and you know, I don't think it's about football. You know, while I wanted my spouse to retire when he was 40, just not buying it. And if that is what happened, then, you know, usually there's always something else on top of it. There's always something else. If I chose to reopen my medical practice and my husband goes, you know what, I'm going to divorce you over that. All right. What a marriage counselor would do is say, well, why? What is it about the office? Oh, well, because she works a lot of hours. Okay. No. But what is it? Are you having less sex? Is it that she's, you know, grumpier? You know, what exactly is it? Well, no, it's just I now have to do extra work around the house. Well, that could be very easily rectified by, you know, having some additional help around the house or making the kids do chores like we used to, you know, as kids. So sometimes you really need to dissect what exactly is it. Now, you know, we've spoken about Tom Brady got a lot of concussions. You know, is it affecting his moods? Is he moodier? Is he not fun to live with? During regular season as opposed to off season. Who knows? And again, this is for them to privately deal with. But there's a lot of rumors circulating. Somebody cheated. You know, she is jealous of his career. She resents him for not being able to have her career. Anybody who marries a gifted quarterback such as that, who the football industry has relied on for two decades, I think knew what they were getting into. There's something else going on. Let's give them privacy. I wish them luck. Congratulations on it being confirmed and done so they don't have to draw it out. And I hope the kids can get through this as easily as possible because they're the ones who suffer the most. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This message is sponsored by the National Association of Emergency Medical Technicians and Genentech, a member of the Roche Group. October 29th isn't just the start of Halloween weekend, it's also World Stroke Day. I'm Bruce Evans, an AMT president. As a paramedic for almost 40 years, what scares me this weekend and throughout the year is that not everyone calls 911 immediately when they or someone close to them experiences symptoms of a stroke. In the U.S., someone has a stroke every 40 seconds. It can happen to anyone of any age at any time. And the more time that passes without medical attention, the more brain cells die. Paramedics and EMTs are trained to quickly assess your health and get you to the medical attention you need to help prevent brain damage and long-term disability. If you or someone around you has the signs of a stroke, such as a sudden change in balance, vision, facial expression, or one side of your body doesn't seem to be working, call 911 immediately. To learn more, visit strokeawareness.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners has asked, doesn't want to be on air, if we have a rise in transgender children being born, and what could be contributing to that? And it's a good question because I don't know if we have any more transgender children than we have in the past. It's just they weren't diagnosed as such, or they weren't it wasn't addressed or spoken about. You know, kids would be like, "Look, I don't really want to wear the dress, and I don't want to wear the jeans." this doesn't feel like me, but, you know, because of the way, you know, we parented and the way schools were, they're like, okay, well, you know, I have a penis, so I'm a boy, and I have a vagina, I'm a girl. And that's been, you know, the way it's been for, you know, centuries. But now that schools are bringing the topics up to kids, and school counselors and doctors are saying, you know, do you feel like you're a girl? Do you feel like you're a boy? Now it seems like we have a much larger, you know, population of it, because some individuals may be questioning it. If you asked me that question when I was 3, I would say I'm a boy. If you asked me that when I was 5, 6 years old, I'd be like, okay, I guess I'm not a boy, but do I really have to have boobies and a half period? I don't want that. You know, and so I wonder what would have happened to me if somebody had, you know, talked to me or convinced me that I could make a change. Thank God I didn't. Thank God. I mean, still, I'd hang out with the dudes. I love to wear my husband's boxer briefs, clean ones, of course. You know, love sports. But when I say that, and when anybody says that, they're like, well, wait a second. You know, we don't stereotype boys and girls that way anymore. Girls like sports, too. Girls like to wear pants. Girls like to wear, we're kind of doing away with some of the stereotypes. So the next question is if the stereotypes of boys and girls are going away, does there need to be such a push to transition a child who's questioning what they are? Now, we look at transgender issues as black or white. You either want to be a girl or you want to be a boy. And it's a spectrum, just like anything else. You have some individuals that don't want to be considered a girl. They would rather be with the boys. They don't like, and what is it? Well, they don't want to wear a dress. They don't want to play with the dolls. They want to, well, can't kids do that already? Do they necessarily have to have changes to their genitalia? Does the average kid say, I don't want my penis? Now, I haven't worked with a lot of transgender children, but many children that may not identify, if they understand that concept, don't necessarily dislike their body parts. There are cis men that have tried to cut off their penis. You know, not wanting a body part doesn't necessarily mean you're transgender. How many women have I talked to freaked out about breast cancer, saying, you know what, I just want to get rid of the breasts. I don't want the breasts, they're in the way. I don't like the way my clothes sit. I'd rather just, you know, wear a padded bra and be done with it. That doesn't necessarily mean they're transgender. So what we have to do when we look at a child with gender dysphoria is, is it really that they want to have a vagina and a uterus and a period rather than their penis? How are we defining gender? What's a boy and what's a girl? I don't think any girl should be defined as, you know, well, somebody who has a period. You know, and a boy is somebody who doesn't. But those are descriptors. Those are still things that girls deal with and boys don't. I don't know how easy it is to have a penis and scrotum and testicles. I see what my guy friends go through on bikes, on horses. I'm like, oh, dang. I love the fact that I could straddle a horse and not have to worry about being sore. And my guess is guys do, and they chafe, and that's not easy. So is it that somebody is gender dysphoric because they can't stand the way the girls are treated in their family, for example? You know, like for me, my mom, I came from a family where we had some family members who were raped and assaulted. I didn't understand this as a kid. So my mom would dress me more like a boy, have my hair cut short. She wouldn't let me shave my legs, but what I would do is I would sneak it anyway. And so it looked like I always was in pants, but then I would get to school and then I would change my clothes. I could wear shorts and my legs were shaved and I could look normal again for me. But is it that when you're a girl in your particular family, you get assaulted? You get marginalized. The boys in the family get to do one thing and the girls don't. Is that why some kids are gender dysphoric? Is it because they see what's happening in their family? And the girls in the family suffer? So they'd rather be a boy or vice versa? Or the boys in the family are the ones that get beat? And the girls in the family don't? So if they're a boy, then they get the belt more often than the girls do. So they're like, well, then make me a girl so I don't get beat. You know, what is actually going on in families, in schools? What is it? Is it that the girls are mean? Now, I know boys can be mean. I was bullied by them all. But I got to tell you, man, in high school, the girls' bathroom was one of the scariest places to be. These girls were brutal. And yeah, I'd rather go to the boys' bathroom. Not because I wanted a penis, but because I wanted to be away from teenage girls. So what we need to do is, if we are looking at percentages of gender dysphoria coming up and rising, is it that 1.4%, this is one of the latest numbers, 1.4% of kids age 13 to 17 are four times more likely to identify as transgender. 1.4% identify as transgender. Or is it that, look, you know, my periods are horrible. They're the most painful thing. Make them stop. Give me whatever hormone. Do whatever you have to do. I'm not even thinking about kids. I'm in so much pain. How many of us women in labor vowed to never have a baby again when we went through labor? And then all of a sudden we're like, okay, I want another baby. You know, we change our minds. So when it comes to gender dysphoria or transgender transitioning, as a physician, I would say if there is anything as temporary as possible, all right, that should be considered before anything more permanent. Because I think the average person might have regret. The average person might change their mind. The average person might still want to have a baby, even if they've transitioned. And I think when we do look at kids who are like, yeah, I don't think I want to be a girl or a boy. Okay, we need to identify it as to why. Why don't you want to be a girl? Well, because I don't like dresses. Then you never have to wear a dress. Anything else? Well, boys have it cooler. Why do boys have it cooler? Well, boys get to play cooler sports in school. Why? Is it that you're in a sport you don't want to be in? You know, sometimes, and I'm not saying these kids might be looking at it superficially, but there might be some where they're misinterpreting, you know, wanting to completely change their body to there's certain things that girls have to deal with that I don't want to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.